Good morning, YouTube. And we're just getting ready to go over to Facebook. I'm going to attempt to simulcast Facebook and YouTube at the same time. Hope you're having a good morning. Good morning, Facebook. Today is the 23rd of August, 2020. We're going on a little bit early today. Today is Rosette and my 46th wedding anniversary, and so I'm going to take Rosette to lunch, and the only indoor dining we have around here that doesn't require a mask is about 45 minutes away, so we're on a little early this morning. Mark's going to read a scripture, and then we're going to sing some songs and hymns and spiritual songs.
Proverbs 25:21-26, relationships with enemies. If thy enemy be hungry, give him bread to eat, and if he be thirsty, give him water to drink. Thou shalt heap coals of fire upon his head, and the Lord shall reward thee. The north wind drives away rain, so doth an angry countenance, a backbiting tongue. It's better to dwell in the corner of the housetop with a sprawling woman than in the White House relationship with yourself. As cold waters to a thirsty soul, so is good news from a far country. A righteous man falling down before the wicked is as a troubled fountain, a corrupt spring. Thank you.
Okay, the first selection that we have today out of the old school hymnal is 377, entitled My Latest Sun is Sinking Fast. My Latest Sun is Sinking Fast. My latest sun is sinking fast. My race is nearly run. My strongest trials now are past, my triumph is begun. Oh, come, angel band, come and around me stand. Oh, bear me away on your snowy wings to my immortal home. Oh, bear me away on your snowy wings to my immortal home. I know I'm near the holy ranks of friends and kindred dear. I brush the dew on Jordan's banks, the crossing must be near. I've almost gained my heavenly home, my spirit loudly sings. The holy ones, behold, they come, I hear the noise of wings. Oh, bear my longing heart to him who bled and died for me. Who now cleanses from all sin and gives me victory. Oh, come, angel band, come and around me stand. Oh, bear me away on your snowy wings to my immortal home. Oh, bear me away on your snowy wings to my immortal home. Okay, the next one is 186. Come, all ye mourning pilgrims. Come, all ye mourning pilgrims dear, we're bound for Canaan. Take courage and find thy family, stand fast with sword in hand. Our captain's gone before us, our Father's holy Son. Then pilgrims here, pray do not fear, but let us follow on. We have a howling wilderness to Canaan's happy shore. A land of dearth and pits and snares, where chilling winds do roar. But Jesus will be with us and guard us on the way.
Though
he'll examine us, he'll teach us what to say. Sweet rivers of salvation all through Canaan's land to roll. The beams of day bring glittering seeds to illuminate the soul. I see bright clouds of glory above the fields so white, and gentle gates that bear my soul to Jesus, my delight. Okay, the next one is 420. O thou in whose presence? 420. O thou in whose presence my soul takes delight, of whom in affliction I call, my comfort by day and my song in the night, my hope, my salvation, my all. Where dost thou, dear shepherd, resort with thy sheep? To feed them in pastures of love. Say, why in the valley of death should I weep, or alone in this wilderness road? Oh, why should I wander an alien from thee, or cry in the desert for bread? Thy foes will rejoice when my sorrows they see, and smile at the tears I have shed. Restore, my dear Savior, the light of thy face, thy soul cheering comfort impart, and let the sweet tokens of pardon and grace bring joy to my desolate heart. He looks, and 10,000s of angels rejoice, and myriads wait for his word. He speaks, and eternity filled with his voice re-echoes the praise of the Lord. Okay, we're going to sing number 35 in the back of this book. It's called Rank Strangers.
I wondered again
to my home in the mountains, when this early dawn,
I was happy and free.
I looked for my friends, but I never could find them.
Found they were all rank strangers to me.
Everybody I met seemed to be a rank stranger.
No mother or dad.
Not a friend could I see.
They knew not my name.
And I knew not their faces.
I found they were all rank strangers to me.
I searched every face
for a sign of a loved one.
And I asked everyone
where the old folks could be.
I went down the road
to inquire of some neighbors.
But found they were all rank strangers to me.
They all moved away.
Said the voice of a stranger.
To a beautiful home.
By the bright crystal sea.
Some beautiful day.
I will meet them in heaven. where no one will be,
where no one will be
a stranger to me,
a stranger to me.
Everybody I met,
everybody I met,
seemed to be a rank stranger. No mother nor dad,
no mother or dad,
not a friend could I see.
Not a friend could I see.
They knew not my name, and I knew not their faces.
I found they were all
rank strangers to me. Okay, we're going to sing one of the songs out of the Psalter. It's actually on page 32, and it's Psalm 22H. To all my brethren I'll declare the glory of your holy name. I'll greet you where the people meet who fear the Lord of praise proclaim. All sons of Jacob praise his grace and stand in all Israel's race. For he has not despised the poor, he has not scorned their riches' sake. He has not turned away his face from anyone in trouble great. When any cried to him in grief, he heard his prayer and sent relief. Within the congregation great, I offer praise you have supplied. I'll say my vows with them who fear, the meek with whom are satisfied. Who seek the Lord shall him adore. May your heart live forevermore. Dear Lord, we pray that you would be with us during this service. We pray that you would lead and guide and direct our hearts. Open your word to us, we pray. Grant unto us your Holy Spirit leads and guides us into all truth. Well, again, we want to thank you for joining us this morning for our morning service at this time of the great pandemic, or should I say the great plandemic. But I guess God, well, I don't guess about it. Good morning, Michael. And J. Michael also says good morning to Rosette and Mark. They say hello, J. Michael, and thanks for wishing us a happy 46th anniversary. God had it planned out before they had it planned out. God had the pandemic planned out before they did. They could have never achieved their objective had God not been in control. God is behind all things. By him all things consist. Today I want to look at the fourth chapter of Philippians. And this has a lot of good practical instruction for each one of us who are in Christ. I'm just going to read through this and make a few comments about it. Chapter 4 of Philippians. Therefore, my beloved brethren, dearly beloved, and long for my joy and crown, so stand fast in the Lord, my dearly beloved. Notice he mentions dearly beloved twice in that verse. He also calls them his brethren. I beseech Euodias and beseech Syntyche that they be of the same mind in the Lord. And I entreat thee also, true yoke fellow, help those women which labored with me in the gospel, with Clement also, and with other of my fellow laborers whose names are in the book of life. Well, I guess Paul knew
these particular people pretty well to affirm that their names were written in the book of life. Rejoice in the Lord always, and again I say rejoice. Let your moderation be known unto all men. The Lord is at hand. Be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. And the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue and if there be any praise, think on these things. That was one of my mom's favorite verses to quote. Especially when I started teaching the doctrine of election and particular redemption. Like she was refuting the Bible with the Bible. Have you ever had someone do that? Try to refute the Bible with the Bible? There's nothing to me more honest or more just or more pure or more lovely or of a good report than teaching what Christ taught. How could you be any more just or pure or lovely than that? Okay. Those things which ye have both learned and received and heard and seen in me, do. And the God of peace shall be with you. But I rejoiced in the Lord greatly that now at the last your care of me hath flourished again, where ye were also careful, but ye lacked opportunity. Not that I speak in respect of want, for I've learned in whatsoever state I am there to be content. There was a time when my son was wanting to live in different states, depending on what month it was. And I used to kid him around with this verse. He'd say, I want to move to California. I want to move to Minnesota. He still wants to live in South Carolina. I don't know why he likes South Carolina so well. But I said, Mark, whatever state you're in, you're to be content. Whether it's misery, the state of misery, Missouri, or is it Missouri, or Kansas, or Arkansas. But this is also speaking whatever state of mind we're in as well. I know both how to be abased, and I know how to abound. Everywhere and in all things I am instructed both to be full and to be hungry, both to abound and to suffer need. Whatever we're going through, God has the grace for us. I can do all things through Christ which strengtheneth me. It doesn't say I can do all things because I've executed my free will. It doesn't say I can become anything I want to be. Says, I can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth me. Without Christ, we can do nothing. Now ye Philippians know also, in the beginning of the gospel, when I departed from Macedonia, no church communicated with me as concerning giving and receiving, but ye only. J. Michael is in the remnant this morning that shared with me. He's one of the remnant. A lot of people don't want to have anything to do with this little old cabin in the woods, this old plumber son out here that's proclaiming the gospel without a Master of Divinity degree or without a denomination apart. But there, God sends a few people along to give us some encouragement from time to time. Thank you, J. Michael, Brother J. Michael. Notwithstanding, ye have well done that ye did communicate with my affliction. Now ye Philippians know also that in the beginning of the gospel, when I departed from Macedonia, no church communicated with me as concerning giving and receiving, but ye only. For even in Thessalonica ye sent once and again unto my necessity. Not because I desire a gift, but I desire fruit that may abound to your account. But I have all and abound and am full, have received of Epaphroditus the things which were sent from you, an odor of sweet smell, a sacrifice acceptable, well-pleasing to God. But my God shall supply all your need according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. There's a promise you can hold on to, Brother Michael, J. Michael. There's a promise that we all of those listening, if you're one of God's elect, you can hold on to, that our God shall supply all our needs according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. Philippians 4:19. Now unto God and our Father be glory forever and ever. Amen. Salute every saint in Christ Jesus. The brethren which are with me greet you. All the saints salute you. Chiefly they are of Caesar's household. Isn't that interesting? God had his remnant right in Caesar's household. Amen. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all. Amen. Well, I can say this. Jesus Christ has our backs. When it seems that the world is folding in upon us, we know that Jesus Christ has provided all things. All things work together for good to them that love the Lord, to them who are called according to his purpose. Isn't that what it tells us? Verse 28 of Romans 8. It doesn't say we know that some things work together for good to them that love God, but all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to his purpose. We have many precious promises in the Word of God that we can cling to, that we can gain our sustenance from. All we have to do is go to the Word of God, open it, and God will grant us his favor and his tender mercies, because he likes those who study his word. He honors those who study his word. You know, and so when we read certain passages in the Bible that are very special to us, that hold a tremendous amount of value to us, like 2 Timothy chapter 1 verse 9. I love this. Who hath saved us and called us with a holy calling, not according to our works, but according to his own purpose and grace, which was given us in Christ Jesus before the world began. It was given to us before the world began. It's pretty powerful. And then if we go back to Thessalonians, we'll see another great scripture here. You know, God has just granted us so many different promises in his word. In 1 Thessalonians chapter 1, he says, verse 4, knowing, brethren, beloved, your election of God. Are you having a challenge with assurance today that you're one of God's elect? You can know that you are elect, according to Paul. Knowing, brethren, beloved, notice that word beloved again. Knowing, brethren, beloved, your election of God. For our gospel came not unto you in word only, but also in power and in the Holy Ghost and in much assurance. You can have assurance of your election. Much assurance, as you know what manner of men we were among you for your sake. And then we also can read in chapter 5 of 1 Thessalonians. Verse 9, for God hath not appointed us to wrath. God hath not appointed us to wrath, but to obtain salvation by our Lord Jesus Christ, who died for us, that whether we wake or sleep, we should live together with him. Wherefore, comfort yourselves together and edify one another, even as also ye do. Well, we have many precious promises in the Bible. Now I want to read one final passage in 2 Thessalonians, the second chapter, the 13th and the 14th verses. And this will be our concluding scripture that I'm going to read today. But we are bound to give thank always to God for you, brethren, beloved of the Lord, because God hath from the beginning, chosen you to salvation through sanctification of the Spirit and belief of the truth, whereunto he called you by our gospel to the obtaining of the glory of our Lord Jesus Christ. Well, I know it's a short, concise message this morning, but I hope it is edifying. And I hope that we, all who are listening, can affirm that in fact we are one of God's elect. He's chosen us in Him from the foundation of the world. We've been blessed with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Do we have a final selection? Poor and afflicted. Poor and afflicted, Lord of thine, among the great unfits you shine. But though the world may think it strange, they would not with the world exchange. Poor and afflicted, yet they trust in God the gracious, wise and just. For then He deigns His lot to choose, nor would they dare His will refuse. Poor and afflicted oft they are, so hard oppressed with want and care. Yet He who saves them by His blood makes every sorrow yield them good. Poor and afflicted, yet they sing for Christ the glorious conquering King. Through suffering perfect reigns on high, and does their every need supply. And while they walk the thorny way, they're often heard to sigh and say, "Dear Savior, come, oh quickly come, and take thy mourning pilgrims home." Poor and afflicted, yet ere long, they'll join the bright celestial throne, and all their sufferings then shall close, and heaven afford them sweet repose. Poor and afflicted still in thee, our wealth of riches all will be. For thou art all our righteousness, and will the poor and needy bless. Poor and afflicted, Christ our friend, our first great cause and last great end. How sweet to know that we will be with Christ in all eternity. Well, I hope you have a blessed day today, and I hope that all of those things we heard today, same in your life, God has done for you. May the good Lord be with you and keep you and make His face to shine upon you today is our prayer. And our plans, the good Lord being in the matter, is to be back with you tonight at 6 o'clock. God bless.